Daily Light, December the 24th, morning. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness. Oh, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13 and Galatians 5:19, Galatians 5:21-25, and Titus 2:11-14. Daily Light, December the 24th, evening. The commanders of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or as a meddler. So do not let what you regard as good to be spoken of as evil. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honourable. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? For we are the temple of the living God. Therefore go out from the midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. And the commanders of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" 1 Samuel 29:3. And 1 Peter 4:14-15. Romans 14:16. 1 Peter 2:12, 2 Corinthians 6:14, 2 Corinthians 6:16-17, and 1 Peter 2:9.